Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But the nephew is here right now with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nep?
Surely this is one right here. I called to order some chicken for a repast. It's called repast chicken. So I ordered all this chicken.
Yeah.
And then I called back and told them we don't want the chicken after they done fried all the chicken.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's go. Repast chicken.
Thank you for calling. Hey, I need to make an order. Hey, Jeff, take the fries up, man. Get them up for they burn. Man, hurry up.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Hey, I'm trying to get an order, man. We just got through the funeral. I'm trying to take some chicken over to the repast where the family at, man.
All right, man. Well, how much you need?
Okay, I know I'm going to need probably like 125 pieces of chicken, dog. How long that take to cook?
We're not ready right now, man. It takes probably at least like 30, 45 minutes, bro. Kind of busy
okay.
Right now.
Okay, all right. I need 125 pieces, man. But listen, I'm trying to make sure we get enough. You know how it is, man. Somebody passed, but we're trying to make sure we got enough food at the house, man.
Yeah.
So what kind of size you got, man? Because I want to try to get large family sizes on. Y'all got potato salad?
Yeah, we got french fries, potato salad, greens, macaroni and cheese. You know the normal stuff. How much you need to be for that?
Let me get like two of all of them. You know what I'm saying? Two of each. That ought to be. Don't give me four of them greens, though, because I know they're going to want them greens.
Family
size on everything, man. Two of each, but give me four greens.
All right.
Okay, now, give me some rolls, man. At least 20 rolls to go with that.
All right. Do you need anything else?
Make sure I got a big thing of fries, man. You know, the kids like them fries. So let me get a big thing of fries.
You order a lot of food, man.
Yeah. I'm going to come get it, though. 30 minutes. So you said how long before I need to be there?
Probably 35. You know, give us about 45 minutes before to be ready.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Ralph. Robert. All right. You got a phone number I can reach you at?
404-2-8-3.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, so you got 125 pieces. It's going to be mixed, right?
Yeah, white and
okay. Okay, there we go.
Did you want it spicy or mild or mixed? How did you want that?
You know what? Separate it, man. Where the mild is in one box and then you got the spicy in other boxes. So, you know, we'll know so the kids won't get out, too.
All right.
Okay. Hey, man, can you take his order for me? I'm on the phone. Take his order.
All right. I got you, brother.
What's my total on that, man? So I can go, you know, because I ain't been paid for all this by myself. I got everybody pitching in on this.
Hold on, let me get to the restaurant. It's gonna be $208.75.
Yeah. Okay, $208.75. 30 minutes. I'm gonna start coming that way. What's your name, dog?
My name is Wayne.
Hi, Wayne. I'm gonna answer you, but I'll be there in about 40 minutes, man.
All right.
All right. Yeah, man. I think it's Robert. This is Robert.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Wayne. Chicken, man. I was just calling to let you know we finished a little bit early, and your last batch of chicken, we just dropped it.
Okay, man, I meant to call you a few minutes ago, dog. Hey, listen, you cook all of it?
Yeah, man, you wanted 125 pieces mixed, piping, and miles with four large sides of each thing, five large sides of fries. Yeah, I cooked all that for you. Got it ready.
Okay, check this out, dog. I've been talking to everybody, man. You know what, man? I'm just going to need about 10 pieces, dog. I ain't going to really need the rest of that.
Excuse me?
I just need 10 pieces, dog. I talked to everybody, man. Everybody went and bought some. They want a hamburger, so I'm just going to need 10 pieces of that chicken.
Bro, man, we already cooked all the chicken, man. I got 125 pieces, bro. If you don't come by this, I'm in trouble, man. What the mean you don't need 10 pieces?
I just need 10 pieces, dog. You know, I don't need all that. I don't want to buy nothing I don't need. I just need 10 pieces.
Man, nah, bro. You don't come by this chicken, man. This some. We just sit here. It's only me and one other dude up here. We're working out. Man, you gonna forget this chicken.
Hey, dog, I'm not finna buy no chicken I don't want, man. I'm not finna do that, dog. I mean, you know, I'm doing this for the bereaving family, man. So, you know, like I say, you know, I'm gonna take 10 pieces by there and drop that off, man. But, I don't need that whole 125 or whatever.
Robert, y'all better be all the way to come get this chicken or it's gonna be some I cooked all the chicken, man. What the am I supposed to do, man? My manager followed up my I'm gonna get fired. What
Okay, dog, you ain't got nobody else that's gonna buy some chicken today.
Now, who the hell is gonna come up here and buy 125 pieces of chicken?
Jeff, man, call back to my, he don't want 125, he only want a 10 piece.
Oh, mother manager gonna speak.
Hello? Yo, I just need 10 pieces, man.
Man, I cooked up all this chicken for you, organized it and everything.
Okay, dog. Well, listen, man, won't you just sell it little by little today? Just sell it little by little.
Man, there's no way in hell, man. Put on the top of this, man. I'm not about to update all this chicken, man, and put it back up, bro. Your better come get this chicken or it's gonna be tell you that. Man, I don't give a man. I will call every funeral home around, find out who died, and I will come find your robber. You gonna come up here and get this chicken.
Hey, man, I'm not finna buy no chicken I don't want, man. I want 10 pieces. That's it.
No, your wants 125 pieces of chicken because that's what the hell you called to tell me that you want it.
Hey, man, who you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to that's about to come up to and buy some chicken. 125 pieces of it. That's what I'm talking to. So bring your $208.75 and come buy the chicken.
Oh, man.
Calm down, man.
Man, you need to come and get this chicken, Mike. Man, you gonna find his way.
Hold on. Coming up here. What you want to do?
I'm going to send somebody else up there to get the chicken, man, okay?
Who you going to send up here?
Tommy coming to get the chicken.
Tommy who? What's his name? And got to get all our information off the camera. What's his name?
Tommy, man. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What the hell you just say to me?
Why ain't this a nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
Man, this is some. Man, you about to have somebody get whooped, bro. What am I supposed to do with all this chicken, though?
Wayne, your cousin, man. You got a cousin named Courtney?
Oh, that dirty.
Y'all cooked all that chicken, man?
Yeah, we cooked up all that chicken, bro.
Hey, Wayne, this is what I'm doing, man. On behalf of nephew Tommy, I'm going to give you my credit card, and we're going to donate chicken all day, man. You see some homeless people or whatever, you just pass out your chicken. We're going to get it paid for right now, Wayne.
Yeah, man, I can't trust y'all. Y'all got me paranoid. I'm about to run right now.
Hey, Wayne, one more thing, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Oh, man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Y'all got to give me something on that one now. Repair chicken? Come on now.
I paid for it, but it was,
you know, don't let nothing stand in the way of the joke. We still got the joke. Repair chicken. All right, stupidity is in town. I am in Detroit, Michigan. I am excited. I am at the One Mic Comedy Club Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Two tonight, two Saturday, and one on Sunday. And you love that Sunday because that's that 5 o'clock. That's that old school time right there. Get in and out and have you back at the house about 7:30. You're going to be just where you want to be. All right? Two Friday, two Saturday. Tickets are moving very, very well. And I will be saying sold out really, really soon. So the nephew is in Detroit, Michigan, with my buff zone. That's Cartier, if you understand it. So come hang out with your boy. Tickets on sale right now. Land in the cut next week. I will be at what? The LJVM Coliseum, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It is the homecoming, the official homecoming, and it is hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. You got Monica in the building, and you got Anthony Hamilton in the building. Giving you the best to me. Ow! Amazing. Yeah, so there it is. That's Nephew Tommy. I will keep you posted as I move about the country.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.